Blog Talk Radio.
Song is dedicated to the mothers and the children of the revolution, Tupac, to a Fanny Shakur, many, many more. This is for you. One love, one light.
Can you see the pride in the panther as she nurtures her young all alone?
Young all alone.
It's the seed that must grow regardless of the fact that it's been planted in
stone.
Can you see the pride of the panther in the concrete jungle alone with her cub? It's the seed that must come to harvest. It's the tree that must grow out of love. Can you see the pride in the panther as she glows in splendor and grace, toppling obstacles placed in the way of the progression of his race? Can you see the pride in the panther as she nurtures her young all alone? The seed must grow regardless of the fact that it's planted in stone. Can't you see the pride in the panther? They unify as one. The flower blooms in brilliance and outshines all the rays of the sun. He's bright like the rays of the sun. Carries out like the rays of the sun. Keeps bright like the rays of the sun. Shines bright like a new day begun. Can you see the pride in the panther as she glows in splendor and grace, toppling the obstacles placed in the way of the progression of his race? Can you see the pride in the panther as she nurtures her young all alone? The seed must grow regardless of the fact that it's been planted in stone. Can't you see the pride of the panthers as they unify as one? The flower blooms with brilliance and outshines all the rays of the sun. It outshines all the rays of the sun. Carries out like a new day begun. It shines bright like the rays of the sun. It keeps high like a new day begun. It shines bright like the rays of the sun. Keeps high like a new day begun. Carry out like rays of the sun. Keep on like the new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like the new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun.
Come on.
Keep high like the new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like the new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Carry out like the new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep it high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Carry out like the rays of the sun. Carry out like a new day begun. A new day begun. A new day begun. A new day begun. Begun, 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 begun. Oh! Power to the people!
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 Love is people power!
Love!
Love is people power.
Love.
Love is people power.
Love.
Love is people power.
All else crumbles.
Love is people power.
Love must prevail.
Love is the people's power.
Every revolutionary act is an act of love. Love is the engine of the revolution. I love y'all. Like Pac loved y'all. Like Afeni loved Pac. Like we love Afeni. Like we love love. One love.
Good evening, brother. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, brother. Blessings.
Hey, blessings to you, man. Technical difficulties happen, you know, but we're here.
Yeah, that's what's up.
we're definitely here, you know. Apologies to our audience, definitely. I hope that if we lost you all, we can get you back. Some might have tuned in a little bit early, but we're here. We're here for the duration, so definitely.
I did text our guests, and hopefully she'll be able to call in, and we'll still be able to have that conversation. So with that being said, brother, how are you doing?
Man, it's been magical, man, and especially this week also. It's been I had a really good day on Tuesday night. I'm just receiving a lot of information, bruh. There's a lot of things that that's happening that I don't want to get into yet because I don't have enough information to really speak on it a lot. But I'm just finding out some new information about the status of calling myself black or African American, bruh. This is and then the way that it all came about too is what I mean by it being just magical what's happening. I've just been asking for something, brother, and it is just being shown to me every day. Things are just being revealed to me, and it is just absolutely amazing. At first, this was scary to receive all of this truth and this information, but now that I've realized that I've been brainwashed about everything that I held dear to my heart, and I've known that for about 3 solid years now. So I think that is what's helping me be able to handle these truths that I'm getting now, and I can easily just let things go that I believed in. So this is exciting, bro. It's amazing. I'm excited about being here, and I just want to continue to better myself and help other people do the same.
That's deep, brother. Let's talk about that. Your newfound knowledge, real quick. What have you found out about that situation? Because I see a lot of brothers and sisters are starting to wake up from that.
Yeah, I was watching. Somebody had a post on Facebook. I think it was Tuesday, and it was Chief. I can't think of the chief's name, but he's from one of the Morse tribes, and he was talking about the word black has no standing at law, and President Obama has even said that. He was on the Tom Joyner morning show, and Tom Joyner said that we had the first black president, and then President Obama corrected him and said, I'm not the first black president because black has no standing at law. And so he went on to show how black has no standing at law. And when you're calling yourself black or African, that you are basically saying that you are slave according to the Corporation America, because black isn't it's not a race. The word black, it literally means like a slave. So again, I know enough to know that what the chief is talking about is true. He talked to me about the status of white, and when you pick your race, it is actually something that you have a choice to do. You can choose to pick your race. Now this is where it's gonna get weird, bro. And then he explained to me about white being melanated people, and that you should be calling yourself white and not black, according to the Corporation America and how they look at the definition of white and black. So these last 2 days, I've just been studying a little bit more. I've been listening, and the chief actually, he did me the honor of calling me yesterday, too, and that was amazing, too, that he took the time to call me. So, again, bro, this is just something that I asked about. I mean, personally, to Creator, you know, who am I, where mm-hmm. I come from, am I black, am I white, I mean, not black or white. Am I black? Am I African American? Should I be saying those things? And the chief just really laid it down, and it's not. And then he was trying to get, you know, Professor Griff and all of these other black leaders to, you know, acknowledge this point and stop and to stop the slavery that we're going through. And, you know, they won't call him back. And he's saying that they are all part of this program, this spell that they're under with this black consciousness movement. That's why most people, that's why these black leaders won't give him a call back. So it's deep, bruh. But my ears are open to it. And again, I'm the type of person that if you show me facts, if you show me evidence, if you show me proof, if you show me proof about something, my mind can change in a matter of a moment, bro. And the chief is showing nothing but proof, nothing but solid evidence to his claim. So again, I'm looking into it. It's very interesting to me, and I'm just amazed at this corporation, man, and how they have it set up. These word games that they're playing with us, these spells that they have over us. I mean, this shit is real. And like I said, I'm still learning, and I'm just gonna do the right thing, bro. I'm just going to follow my heart and do the right thing. So yeah, it's deep, bro. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have. I have heard about that in the past, and I mean, they say it all the time that English is a bastardized language that's basically taken from a lot of different languages. And you can look at some of our words, and you can see that we take from the French, we take from the Spanish. I've heard it said that, you know, this is a language of spells, and even
that's what I'm gonna say.
Even with the advent of people that are. Even with the advent of pale people, they created the word white to distinguish themselves. White wasn't widely used until maybe, I'm gonna say we could start somewhere in the 1800s. You know, that was a way to distinguish the races. Whereas, you know, even back in 1776, when, you know, that when we first, when this country first declared its supposed independence. And I can go into that real deep too, but that's why I said supposed. When the country first declared its independence, I believe even in the Constitution, we were referred to as Africans. We weren't referred to as black. So it's a way when we start distinguishing the races, the black, yellow, red, so-called white, you know, that was just basically a class system that was being set up for us. So definitely, you know, that's something that bears looking into, and it's something that maybe a lot of people would need to get used to. And my thing is, when we can get to the place, where we simply look at each other as being human beings, that's when I think there'll be peace on the planet. I think as long as we are distinguishing each other by these, you know, different labels that we like to put on each other, I think that's where we usually find the issues and the tribalism creeping in. on that, you know, I'll yield my point. But definitely, you should invite the brother on the show, brother.
Oh, brother, that would be.
I think the people would like to hear from him. And
that'll be nice, bro.
I think that'd be an interesting show. The door is open, brother. Anytime you have a guest that you want to get on, hey, it's our show. Let's do it. do what we
hey,
do.
That's what's
you
up.
Know.
That's good to know. And he's gonna break it when he and he's and what and I and when I first heard about it, I was feeling like you were feeling about the labels and things like that. But when he starts breaking down the definition and the words and the way that the U.S. Constitution are using the words black and white, you're just going to be absolutely amazed at how they got it set up. I mean, it's truly like a spell. It's truly like a choice that they're giving us that we can choose what race that we are. But you just have to understand that when you are saying that you are black, you are saying that you have no standing at law at all. That means that they can kill you. That means they can do exactly what they're doing right now, bro. And again, the chief will be able to explain this better than I can. And again, he's not just taught. He has facts, information that they're reading. Like they say, the word right means any person from Europe. And Europe is an Ethiopian word. And who was in Europe when Europe first started? It was the Moors. So anybody from Europe, Asia, I think it was Asia, Northern Africa, and a couple other continents. That's what they were saying is white. It's not saying your skin color. It is saying where you're from. That
right.
that is their definition of white. And it had nothing to do with your skin color. Yeah, and it's just how the Constitution, how they have it set up and how they're playing this game with us and what you're calling yourself. And that's the curse and stuff you're putting yourself under when you're saying, I'm a black man or I'm African-American. That is no standing at law. And again, it's just deep. And I'm still learning about it, but it's just good to know that I'll ask the chief if he want to come on the show, hell, next Tuesday, and he'll just be able to explain it more.
Okay, that's why we call it the Revolutionary Journal. It says we do revolutionary things, and we look at things in a revolutionary way. So
that's what's up.
I know some people when you hear new information, you get shocked, and sometimes you get angry. But it's always best to go investigate that, which we've been taught, because so much of what we've been taught is a lie. You know, we found that out. So
all of it.
Definitely.
All of
you
it,
know,
bro. Yeah.
It's never a problem with you going to investigate anything that you hear on this show. Because, you know, I'm not gonna press anybody to change their mindset. But, you know, I will press you to gain knowledge, you know, because nobody's holding you back from gaining that. This is the information age for a reason, because everything is at our fingertips.
Exactly.
You know, where we can go and either research or we can go learn, you know. You can learn how to build a motor from the internet. You don't got to go to school. You can learn how to do it. The information is out there. You know,
yeah.
I would have said the B word, but you know, I don't want the NSA come knocking on my door thinking I'm telling people how to build bombs. So, you can do all of that. They're always listening. You know, but you know,
yeah.
I hope they enjoy the show too while they're listening. Maybe we can give them some knowledge too.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, brother, that's a really interesting topic, and a lot of people. I'm sure that you know they won't agree with it. They won't agree with the topic. Or they'll feel like, you know, we're taking away from the other issues that are going on. But I'm like, this is part of the issue. that's going on, you know, because
yeah,
I've heard of Asians coming into this country, and when they mark their, they tell them to mark who they are, what their race is, they mark white.
Isn't
that amazing? You know, I've heard of people from Africa doing it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's definitely merit to what you're saying. And I definitely would like to hear from his brother. Give us his name again.
And that's the thing. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I can spell it.
That's cool. Well, if you would at some point, if you get time, just share that post with me, if you don't mind.
Okay. I'll definitely do that. Yeah, I'm actually sitting here looking at the post right now. I've been he gives these weekly word talks every Tuesday, and I caught Weekly Word 82 when he was trying to get in touch with Professor Griff to ask Professor Griff that question: does black have standing at law? But everybody keeps, all of the black conscious leaders keep avoiding him. And they won't answer that question. And he's saying that the reason why they won't answer it is because they're under that spell, and it's going to mess with their commerce, because a lot of these black conscious leaders, you know, that word black has, again, they're getting paid from that. So they don't want, they're avoiding that question. And this is that thing, too, that I was talking about last week. There are a lot of people that say that they're conscious. And I think conscious means that I'm awake. I'm aware that I don't know things. And when I hear something, I'm going to listen to it. I'm definitely not going to turn my back. I'm definitely not going to laugh at anybody, call them stupid or crazy. I'm going to listen to what it is that they're talking about, and then I'm going to use my own common sense, because that's what a conscious person does. It realizes that, you know, I've been lied to about everything, and I don't care how preposterous something is, as long as they are supplying me evidence, I am going to continue to listen. But at the same time, I also know how it feels when somebody's about to start messing with your money, and you've been living a certain way, and all of a sudden you find out that, damn, this ain't like, it's like a preacher finding out that Jesus is not real. He didn't want to listen to that shit no more. If he's getting paid from that every week, so he's going to turn his back to that or avoid certain questions. But that's how real this is, and this is why, you know, I preach, be careful about having beliefs. I don't care what they are. Just be careful about beliefs, because when you have a belief, you can stop listening. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a belief, but if you do, you should keep the door open to your belief. Like, I don't have beliefs. I have views. I view things certain ways, and if somebody comes along and presents something to me that causes me to change my view, well, damn it, I'm changing my view, because that's just me. Because the truth is beautiful, man. It has put me in the position that I'm in today. I feel real good about myself. I feel real good about where I'm going. I feel good about death, because I am constantly just receiving the truth. And again, this brother, he has facts. He has information. According to the Corporation America, there's just seriously something that we need to wake up to. And the way the brother explains the melanin and how that black means white anyway, I mean, he goes into that. You're not just saying you're white just because. It actually has a lot to do with the melanin, and that's the part that I can't explain. That, but I can try, but again, I'm not versed in it, so I don't feel comfortable about explaining why he thinks white is melanin. But again, he made sense to me, bro, and I'll be happy to send you that link. I'll let you watch it, and if you want me to have him on the show, I would love for the chief to be on the show.
Oh, definitely. Invite him on. But at the moment, we have a caller, I think, that would like to add something to the conversation. Caller, last four is 5308. You're live. You're on the air.
Well, what's going on, folks? It's Kevin.
Hey, brother. Brother Kevin, what's going on, brother?
Well, brothers, what's going on?
You okay? Yeah. You sound kind of worn out. You good?
Yeah, Hell yeah, yeah. Man, shit. What slave you know got energy?
you ain't no slave, brother. You ain't no slave.
No, I was listening, and actually, he broke it down a little bit, you know, just the way it's worded in the Constitution makes us slaves, you know, and this is the thing they want us to pledge allegiance to. And, you know, if you can read and if you can think, all you got to do really is, you know, listen to a couple of George Clinton albums and start thinking. You know, for real. But, you know, you got to look at, you know, we've been sold a bill of goods that was no good from the gate. You know?
Yep.
And we keep getting illusioned into thinking that we control our own fate. But if we really did, we'd be a lot further ahead than we are. We would never hold ourselves back. Or would we?
Brother, we seem to hold ourselves back many a time. So, you know,
right.
I think sometimes
I think sometimes
we need to change our mindsets and maybe look outside of the box sometimes, because, you know, it's really crazy the way things are going right now. And it doesn't seem like it's getting any better, and there might be a reason for that. And, you know,
because it's not supposed to get better.
Well, not under the system. We have
right.
to remember that the system isn't broken, and like we always
it's
like
doing
to
exactly
say,
what it's supposed to do. The system,
you know,
is fine.
you know, when we try to say we're going to quote unquote fix the system, you know, and then you step back and realize, well, the system ain't broke. It is doing it's
right.
doing exactly what it's supposed to do.
Right.
And you can't accept that truth. And, you know, it's like the whole, you know, the whole Jay-Z video that came out. I'll put that out there. You know, that video that came out, and people are upset about that video. But I'm like, did you all even listen to the words, or did the visuals, you know, get to you so bad that, you know, you couldn't even listen? I'm like, because like we like to say, brother, the truth don't give a fuck what your opinion is. The truth is the truth.
That's right.
And if he's telling you, you know, how we need to go about building black economic freedom, you know, but you're so taken aback because of what you're seeing, you know.
Right.
I said I didn't particularly like the visuals of the video, but I got it. I get what he's doing. I get what he's trying to say in that video.
But see, that's because he's trying to reach an audience. And if you're already aware of what's going on out here, then his video won't have the same impact to you as if you, you know, a person who really is not really aware of what's going on out here. And it's a lot of people who are not aware. They get their news through hip-hop, music, word of mouth. That's where they get their, that's their main information sources, which means sometimes you do have to, you kind of have to do something that catches their attention, you know. The only way, what did we learn from the movie Get Out? The only way I can hypnotize you is first I have to get your attention.
Right.
And when she got his attention, he was hypnotized. You know, so I think in a way what Jay-Z is doing, I personally applaud it. I just think a lot of it's right for me.
Did you get the link I sent you?
Yeah, I did, but
okay.
I haven't listened to it yet. I've been enjoying a day where I didn't have to think. I had to clear my head. I had been watching a few documentaries this week along the way, and I was watching one where they were talking about James Brown and how when James Brown, after 1967, wherever James Brown went, he talked about black economic empowerment. And he told people, yeah, you can get a job there, but look at it to try to get one yourself, or, you know, to take that one over. Look further than just working for somebody, you know. And and I don't think a lot of people really listened like they should have on that, because really, with the way we consume in this country, we could have a whole lot more economic freedom. And when we look back at, you know, Slocum, Wilmington, Tulsa, you know, Rosewood, other places like this, we know that we can do it. We know we can do it. It's just now we've been doing what we've been doing individualistically, and that's where the problem is coming in at. We are not putting our money together to make it stronger.
And brother, it's not funny. Again, it's just these coincidences. When you mentioned that Jay-Z video, and you mentioned about the programming, or the chief talked about that video too, and he showed a part in the video where Jay-Z was running, and I guess they was getting ready to shoot him, and he had on a black shirt, and in white writing, it had "Stay Black." And that's the thing that the chief is talking about, that we really need to wake up to what that word black means in the corporation of America. And Jay-Z is all, and he's a part of it. Those subliminal
he does business
messages,
with it every day.
Yeah, those subliminal messages, man, that stay black was in that right across his chest right when he was about to get shot. And that's the hypnotism, man. That's the thing right there, bro. And we really we need people to just really listen to what that word means, and not like the black means the skin color. That's not what the corporation America uses that word for. That's not what they're using the word for. And again, people need to look into black has no standing at law, and they really need to look into what that means. And this is what we got. And
they put laws in place for us here, treatment of the African in America has always been second, third, fourth class. Actually, to be honest with you, we came in with no class, and then, you know, they wanted to keep us there, and they did for, what, over 120 years. And then, you know, all of a sudden, yeah, we're going to give you a little bit, but for the most part, the hearts ain't going to change. So whether you like it or not, it still is what it always was. It's just...
Yeah,
got some new clothes on.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, black or African, in both of those words, according to the Constitution, they're not good for us, man. These words are spells, and we are under spells. And this is a deep one, bro.
See, the word citizen ain't good for white folks, though. See, white people don't realize how they're getting shitted on by the Constitution, because it claims them as a citizen with a small c. They don't even understand the difference between having a capital C and a small C in that word. And that's what's funny for me, because they stand there, put flags outside their fucking house, and do all this other shit, and have no clue what they're pledging allegiance to. They're just pledging allegiance to. So for me personally, and I'm going to have to watch this video, because while Jay-Z does what he does, whether people like it or not, you can learn a lot from listening to what a person says. And he says a lot.
For sure.
Hmm? He really does. Yep. But the thing, the takeaway most people are going to have with this, and it's already been pre-programmed in the music, is the beef that he'll have started with Drake, with Kanye West, with a bunch of others, you know. This is what will sell the record. This is what they'll focus on, right, because that's what's going to move the record, you know. How dare you, you know, have a something on there that makes people think and feel a little empowered, you know, because that's not what's promoted here. When you start to think for yourself and feel empowered here, yeah, then as far as the Constitution is concerned, you are being black. Because you ain't rolling out the program.
Well, as long as we continue to fight with each other, you know, they love that. They love the fact that we're basically we're living in a land of confusion. Like Phil Collins wrote. He wrote about it back in the 80s.
Damn,
land
sure
of confusion.
Did.
And you know, he was never lying. You know, this is a land of confusion. They like to keep the confusion going. You know, you have somebody who's at the supposedly at the top, the Chief Tangerine, you know, fighting with a news agency. I'm like, you know, and I tell people all the time, it's all distraction. It's something for you all to laugh at.
He knows what he's doing, because while he's doing that, y'all not looking at what's going on behind the scene. Y'all not looking at the laws that they're passing in this country,
right,
that is slowly
that
taking
you.
Your rights away.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it
slowly taking
you,
your rights
you know
away.
It or not. That's right. It's
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not
but
looking
executive
at.
Executive orders. So another president
right.
can come along and get rid of them, but that's when another president come along. And who's to
yeah,
say
if
that
another president
Trump
comes
won't
on
get
at this
reelected? Trump, no,
yeah.
right now, to tell you the truth, if the elections was held today, Trump would get reelected. It wouldn't be by a landslide, like, you know, they wanted none of that, but he wouldn't win because he's awakened a part of America that has kept America from progressing and moving forward, and that was all of those races who. Yeah, they can work with you. Yeah, they can come there. Yeah, they might even give you a ride home now and then. But at the bottom of their heart, they have no love for you. And they'll go along with anything that keeps you from being or feeling equal with them, or definitely not better than them. But some just want you to always have that nervousness about the police and all that other shit, all the shit that comes with being second class in this country.
Well, you get into statism and all of that, and that's something that else that people don't like to explore, and they don't realize. Like there was a post in another group where they was talking about this Native American young lady. She basically she took a video of herself peeing on the American flag, and people was up in arms about it. And I was like, man, fuck that piece of cloth. You know, and about, you know, 30 people like my comment, you know, that I said, you know, fuck that piece of cloth. You know, I could give a damn about a piece of cloth or pledging to it or anything else with it. And, you know, later on, I was like, I hope she wiped her ass with it, too. You know, I was like, she's Native American. And if, you know, nobody else knows about it. Then, you know, they know about it. They know that they were exterminated when the European came to this land. You know, Africans should know that they was exterminated. We should know that we was here before we was brought here. When the Europeans first arrived, they described dark Indians, you know,
mm-hmm.
or dark yep. natives. I know that's a PC term. But, you know, back then they called them Indians. So, like I said, we all know that the English language is a bastardized language, and it takes from a lot of different languages. So sometimes you have to I get caught up.
And that Pledge of Allegiance, you guys, and that Pledge of Allegiance that you guys brought up, man, just think about that. I think what grade? First, second grade, we get in school. And you have no idea what the Constitution is. You don't know what America right. is. You don't know. And right. they got you in there singing, I pledge allegiance to the flag. And, you say it every day. You're pledging allegiance yep. to something you know nothing about. And, again, that's part of the curse. You're pledging you're pledging allegiance to something. And to this day, people still don't understand what they pledge allegiance to. They pledge allegiance to some criminals, some people that have stole everything that they have. They came
right.
over here. They took the land from the Indians. They built America on the backs of the slaves, and that's what we're pledging allegiance to is criminals.
Right.
Oh, they got a whole
and
lot more crimes
still doing
than that, brother. They got more crimes.
Yeah.
They got war crimes because taking people from a foreign land is an act of war.
Right.
That's an act of war. So they have war crimes that right now. This, you know, no one's ever been held to task on. And then there's crimes against humanity with the way we were treated here and still are to some extent. So, yeah, they got a lot more than just, though. They got a lot of shit to atone for, you know, and they ain't really ever trying. They've never thought about that day. When they do think about it, they think about all of the things they put in place. We kill each other now. The Klan don't have to do it. We got prisons. They're only 13% of the population, yet they are about 80% of the prison population. So we keeping them locked up and broke down. Education, pretty expensive, so some people ain't going to be able to afford it, and some going to get it and won't finish.
and they'll be out there and they'll commit crimes, and that shit, that cycle will just keep going. Education, economic empowerment, they are hand in hand. But it also calls for us realizing our true worth and making them respect our true worth. We already do. We just got to make them respect it more. But that means that we have to actually show that we can work together. And that's the hard part. Because nobody, you know, really can just, you know, come outside of themselves long enough at the same time. We need everybody to do it around the same time to see a change, you know. But it just doesn't happen. It happens when something happens to you or something happens to somebody you know or you hear something. Now they show us the video, they show us all of that, and we react to it. And that's what is expected. It's part of the hypnosis. We're supposed to react to it, you know.
Well, I think that they're finding out, brother, and a lot of us are finding out that we are waking up, as they say.
Okay.
A lot of people are realizing the spiritual aspects of what's going on in this country, and you know, I think that they realize that, you know, the elite realize that they're running out of time, that more people are you know waking up to the game that they've been playing with us.
Right.
You know, and I don't care what color you are. What color you consider yourself, a lot more people are waking up to the game. And, you know, they're going to have to make a move soon. And the only thing that really worries me now is that, you know, this tangerine fool that we have in office, he has yet to play that war card.
He's stupid enough to start war. He's stupid enough to provoke war. And he's stupid enough to have
war. Yeah, he has yet to play.
He's going to have one. Look, no Republican president has ever went into office and not had a war. There's always a conflict.
You know,
always.
You know, remember, you know, when he's being investigated, you know, once he fired off the 59 missiles or whatever, you know, that took away from him. Everybody was like, ooh, look at the military arm of white supremacy flexing his muscles. You know.
Oh no, he's
so,
about to take it up a step, and it's going to be the biggest mistake that he ever made, because he's about to do something to prove a point to the world and to North Korea. And it's going to be a message to Iran, because he's about to do something really stupid, and this is really going to make people – he's about to have the lowest rating as a president ever after he does it, because it's going to put us on the brink of actual war with North Korea. And this is going to be a problem, because you know why? China. China cannot let you come over into their motherfucking backyard and start a war. Anytime America has been in a war in Asia, they have been fighting Chinese soldiers along with those other, because, I mean, Vietnam is a very small country. So, you know, come on, man, how do we lose? Because China was backing Vietnam, okay? All right? So, something, you know, in the dark, you don't know who the fuck you're shooting at, okay? So China can't afford to let this happen. So I don't know how, but they can't stop him. He has no off switch. So, yeah, just because they've been testing the missiles, he's about to do something just to prove he's got balls. Watch.
Right. And, you know, the guy that he's messing with is just as crazy as he is.
Thank you.
So,
no, he's even crazier.
Exactly.
Because all he knows is being a dictator. He ain't.
Right.
He don't know nothing else but running shit. So Donald Trump ran a business. This motherfucker came and he inherited a country, a nation. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
a nation at odds.
We
with
the people
America.
Get caught in the middle.
Right.
Of their bullshit, you know.
Thank you.
So,
soldiers, you know, all of that shit, you know. Sitting there fighting some people's war that ain't even fighting the war themselves.
Yeah.
They just sending you to fight it. You know?
And he can't really even mess with Iran like that, because Iran is backed by they're backed by his buddy Russia, so they're already pissed about us being over in Syria, because
well,
you know that whole pipeline.
the reason you have extremism in the Middle East is because America has been intervening over there in some way, shape, or form for a long time. The worst crime
was
being and protecting Israel. Once Israel was allowed to exist and had the backing of the United States, then it's been like really a war as far as the rest of the Arab countries, even the ones that's friends with us, is like, you motherfuckers, because you over here, you in our backyard. We can't be in your yard the way you in our yard. It's public. Everybody know you got us pinned in on our shit, you know. I mean, this is why when people talk about Muammar Gaddafi, they don't understand what it was his crime was with the U.S. His crime was that he took over Libya because he saw prostitution, drug use, all of this other shit, and he is a Muslim. And he was not happy with what he saw, so he said, no, not only are we going to stop that shit, y'all got to get the fuck up out of here. And from that moment forward, he was considered a bad guy. You know, and he, and in history, they're going to try to paint him, a Libyan strong man, you know. Yeah. He came in and he actually did what it, you know, he led by his conscience. He didn't lead, you know, from some hatred of the United States. It was more of, you just ain't going to do this over here. You have your own country to do that shit.
And didn't he, wasn't he one of the ones that was going to start like another currency or something too?
Gaddafi, they already had done it, man. I mean, Timothy McClure was the one who, But he was the one that had me talking with the African Union and some others that was doing some, the Afro, the currency. And that's the one where they wanted middle class and rich blacks here from America to put money into it because it's based off the Bermudan dollar, which is equal to the American dollar. So they want to actually challenge, you know, become like a euro. And
the
I mean, it's a great plan.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, but it's a great plan. But it leaves out the one group that spends the most money, which is the poor people. It does not have a plan for them. It says for them, they have to wait on the back end, which is what they get here in America already. So, you know, I mean, damn, we're getting it from, we can't get it from
his,
home.
His plan was to bring the whole continent of Africa under this dinar that he had created.
It's a nice,
you know,
people forget
that Africa does have the resources and they do have the money. If they will pull themselves together to basically crush, you know, every other banking institution in the world, if they will pull it together, and that's what Muammar Gaddafi was trying to do, was pull
right.
them together.
But there's a lot of countries
before,
that's solvent there. You know, you got a lot of countries in Africa that are indebted to Europe and Asia, so they're basically being colonized, you know, and used as a workforce. Now, it does keep money coming in to some extent, but, you know, at the same time, it's the same game they've been playing. Africa's been still being looted, you know. You're right. If they can get
but they're
looting,
in the process.
They are economically strong enough to create a currency.
They are in the process of kicking the Europeans out, you know.
Well,
they voted on that. They voted on that in South Africa where, you know, they're like, okay, we're going to start taking these white farms back and we're not paying you nothing. You know, we're giving you your life. Get the hell out of our country. You know, that's basically the law that they're trying to pass right now in South Africa. Uganda, of course, has, you know, basically days like time is up. They started slaughtering people. It's like, you know, y'all need to get the hell out. We don't want you here.
Right.
You know, they've been taking their farms back by force. So, you know, they definitely, the tide is turning back the other way. So, you know.
Have to speed up the process because every day.
You know, it didn't happen overnight, brother. We got to realize it didn't happen overnight. You know, they went in there with their Bibles and whatever else they took over there, you know, and that's the first thing. When they break out them Bibles, oh, it's trouble.
Always.
It's trouble because, you know what comes after that, you know.
Yeah.
And if you look at what quiet is kept, right now, China and the United States are the major colonists of Africa right now. You know,
always have been.
The United States has been setting up a whole bunch of bases in different places over in Africa right now. So,
yeah,
you know, the so-called American people, we don't even recognize that we're still colonists. We're still colonizing, you know, and the military is being used to do it.
Let me say I can rent a room. Let me have a room in your house. I'm going to take it by force. And on that room, I'm going to have all the weaponry I need to destroy your house. How would you feel? Okay. That's the way I would
be kind of pissed off.
Thank you.
And that's the thing. That's the thing with North Korea. We're right on their doorstep.
North Korea is going off of an old doctrine, and they stuck to it in spite of the changing world around them. They stuck to this doctrine, and they're not really going stray from it. And this doctrine is still to them. They are still in a state of war with South Korea and the United States. So as far as they're concerned, this is the game they've been selling their people for decades. You know, they kind of remind me of Papa Doc and Baby Doc. Remember them in Haiti? You know,
yeah.
Where they ran Haiti for a long time till they finally ran Baby Doc's ass out of there and then let him leave with, $850 million. You know, so, you know, when you're dealing with somebody who really, like I said, the reason that the North Korean leader scares me personally is because he don't know nothing else. For him, he done watched his father, and now he is doing what his father was doing. And he's doing it actually at a much faster rate. And with the kind of president we have in office right now, this is a Molotov cocktail for disaster.
Oh yeah. But we also have to remember that, you know, it all comes down to money. You know, Iran is an enemy of the state because they have a different financial system. North Korea is an enemy of the state because they have a different banking system. And you'd be surprised at the resources that they have in their country that, we would love to get our hands on.
Definitely,
you know, these are countries that, you know, there's only a few of them left, and I believe what was the one in South America? It wasn't Brazil, Argentina. I think it might have been Argentina, where we had the president of that country was giving oil to the poor people of this country during the wintertime. He was giving it to them for free, you know. And now, if you look down there, you know, their country is in a state of unrest. So it's crazy what's going on in the world. And if you read between the lines and look at some of the things that are going on, then, you know, you can kind of figure out what's going on. Because I could talk the politics all day and some of the BS that goes on with it. And it all goes back to what we started off talking about, brother. It's a spell that the people are under, you know, feeling like, my country is greater than your country. You know, look deep into it. Look deep into it. And you figure out why they got people at each other's throats over borders.
This is really about, like, world domination. These people, the elite, are bored. They don't have to work. They don't have to do anything. And we're the type of people that we have to have something, like, to do or something to accomplish. And what they're trying to accomplish is taking over the world. And I personally feel like sometimes war is like an agreement between two leaders to help kill off some of their people, like population control. This shit is really deep. With these leaders, they want to mine the earth and get all this resources from it because that's all we've been bred it, man. They've been, especially since the slavery, that's all this is about. This is about breeding and having us work and make sure they get all the gold. They get everything off of this planet that they can, because I honestly feel in my heart, I don't know this for a fact, When I say the white man, I mean this group of white people are really, they don't like God because they can't take the sun. They can't be in the sun. They get to Africa and they see all of these people with this dark skin, living beautifully, smelling good, and they took it personal. And that's what this is all about, man. They're trying to destroy this place. They're saying, fuck you, God, or fuck you, whatever this is. We don't respect you. You don't respect us. Look at what this sun can do to us if we stay in it too long. So I feel like we're dealing with that type of man, that type of bloodline. And that's what they're doing right now. They've got us distracted. They got us fighting against each other, and they did the worst damage to us. I mean, the separation between us. We don't have a God. We don't have businesses together. And we think that we're all of a sudden going to snap out of this shit. No, man, we got to realize that it's been done, and then we got to start working on ourselves, too, at the same time of this renaissance that we're doing, this rebirth that we have to go through. This is about a rebirth, getting rid of this shit that they've done to us. So, again, this war, this is what they're doing. This new world order is real. They want to take over the world. And these last couple countries that are hanging on, we don't want to mess around with South Korea. We don't want to mess around with them. They got some weapons, and they can get them all. And like I said, this may be part of the bigger plan because a lot of people are waking up to shit. And, again, this is about population control also too, man. So these motherfuckers are brilliant, man. They're smart. And we can break out of this though, man. But we gotta hurry, man. This shit is we are on the verge of World War III, and we're on the verge of some serious decline. Or we could come together and stop all this shit and keep it and move it forward. But we gotta start working on ourselves, man. We gotta see what they've done to us. And with that, I'll yield.
Yeah, brother. I think brother Kevin dropped off. Hopefully he'll call back before 9 o'clock because after 9 o'clock you can't get through if we go past 9 o'clock. Unfortunately, my sister Monica Wright, she was supposed to call in. We were supposed to be discussing real estate investing, and we were supposed to be talking about her investment group and group economics and group funding. Hopefully we'll get with her another time, and we'll try not to have the technical difficulties that we had today. I'm not even going to say it's a sad state. It baffles me when, people are so engrossed in this, what we call American society, that they are not paying attention to what's going on around them. And they are so, readily able to attack those that look like them, based on mindset or based on opinion. I made a post earlier this week, and it was about a post that I had seen earlier that where I saw I saw my people attacking my people because of a different mindset, calling people, the new thing is to call somebody a hotep if they say that they're woke. And, my thing was like, you all don't even know what hotep means, but you use it in a derogatory way toward, people that look like you because they don't think like you, because they don't believe in the same things that you do, And this is where we get to back to where we were, talking about the language and the spells that the language casts. Where I would attack a person for thinking different than me. Like, I would be considered a hotep. But my thing is, don't call me a hotep if you don't know what the word means. Do you know what ashe means? You know? You know, do you know that those are words of peace when you say them? But you're saying them in a derogatory way, or thinking that you're saying them in a derogatory way, you know. And I can understand, you know, and I hate using that. I'd rather say overstand. But I can overstand where, you know, some people might get discouraged out of the way that somebody might think, because, you know, they're putting down basically what they believe in. But my thing is, you know, instead of getting angry, instead of getting mad because this person thinks differently than you, then why not go investigate what they're saying?
That's what's up.
You know, and, you know, it was just a lot of hate and vitriol going on in that post. So I had to make a post challenging that post and challenging people, you know. And I saw a couple of people actually, you know, typing in their comments, I hate hoteps. And I'm like, hate?
Wow.
That's a real strong word. You know, you hate somebody that could be your family, that could be your brother or sister, somebody that looks like you, because they don't conform to your way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people saying, oh, I can't stand people who claim to be woke. Really?
Mm-hmm.
you know, this was coming from, you know, people I would consider to be my people. So I had to make a post challenging that post. And I basically said, you know, you all, this was in a black group that this happened in. And I just basically said, you all would not attack the LGBTQ community the way that you're attacking your own people. You wouldn't attack Alt Nation. You wouldn't attack Stormfront like this. But I was like, this is the way that you would treat your own people. I say everybody needs to take a look in the mirror. And, you know, it's just not, you know, it's not healthy to me. And my thing was, I'm just trying to get people, treat everybody the same. Don't just protect one group and then you don't protect your own. You know, I said, my people have a right to their opinion also. And that started to fur flying some more, but, you know, I didn't care at that point, you know?
Yep.
Because, of course,
yep.
You know, all the gay people came out and was like, you know, well, you know, they wanted to put their arguments out that they're always being, you know, berated or, you know, attacked or whatever. And I'm like, the post wasn't even about you. I used you as an example. As you're protected, because if somebody came out and started saying the things about the gay community, like they were saying about our community, they would be protected. They would shut it down in an instant. But, you know, it was funny because I didn't see anybody who claimed to be gay protecting my people from being attacked. So it goes back again to labels and, you know, the way that people think and the way that people approach things. And if you're not basically falling in line, then you get this hive mind going on where if you don't like a certain thing, then you can't be considered a certain way, you know. It's the same with sports, brother. We know that, you know. If you're around a whole bunch of Dallas Cowboy fans, and you have one or two San Francisco fans in there, or you know, Washington D.C. football team fans in there, you know, things can get kind of hectic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can divide ourselves in so many different ways. And my thing is, you know, I always keep it in perspective. You know, sports is, to me, it's a fun activity. You know, you learn from sports, you know, whether it be you playing on a team or whether you're out there playing tennis, you know, by yourself, you can learn things from it. Definitely, you know, dealing with different people, you know, learning how to work as a team, you know, it's good things that can come from sports, you know.
Yeah.
But my thing is that, you know, we learn to divide ourselves based on anything. And I think all of that is part of the way the system is set up, you know, because they love to see us divided, because if we're divided, we're not working together. So they were really, you know, they were really giving themselves props after this election, because, you know, they actually saw how divided we really were. And I think a divided people is a people that is easily controlled in one way or the other. So we definitely need to explore the whole color label thing, and you know, I'd rather just call us melanated people, you know, and that's what I had started calling us. After a while, you know, I was like, you know, melanated peoples need to unite, you know, the melanated dysphoria. People don't realize that our melanin sells on Wall Market for over, you know, $350 an ounce. You know, they don't realize, you know, that we are the batteries that keep this country running, whether it be economically, you know, or whether it be physically. You know, they use our attributes in every way that they can. So that's something that we need to step out of and basically step into the light, because, you know, a lot of people are still in the dark and they need to step in the light.
And it sounds like that post that you were on today definitely proves that. And that's the thing. Well, I'm sitting here thinking, brother, is like we're talking about this, and I'm wondering, is anybody going to get it and understand that we just have not been shown properly how to interact with each other and how to be when we're wrong. Now, during that discussion, I'm pretty sure, well, and I'm going to use the word wrong or incorrect, somebody was maybe incorrect for the way that they said something. Now, the person probably wanted to let them know that they were incorrect and probably did. But instead of the person, like, apologizing or saying, damn, you know what, I wasn't aware of that information that you told me. Thank you. The first thing that happens is our defenses come up when we are corrected. And this is the thing that I'm trying to get us to see, that we have to work on that. Because the bottom line is, not many of us grew up in a home where we witnessed our mom and dad, or my mom, her and her boyfriend, where we witnessed them having a constructive argument. There's always yelling and this and that, and nobody's admitting fault. Everybody's steady arguing. And the crazy shit is, there ain't nothing good that's going to come out of the argument. Nobody has ever stopped in the middle of an argument and said, damn, you know what, my bad, man. You're absolutely right. Come here, let me give you a hug. And nobody's ever did anything like that. But we continue. That's what they call insane. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. We constantly want to argue, fight, and we ain't getting nowhere. It's like, okay, now did I acknowledge truth during that discussion just now? You know, sit down and have a little chat with yourself and go over that situation and see if there's something wrong that I said or something that I did. And it's just learning how to communicate with each other, especially when you're delivering a painful truth. It's already painful enough that, let's say, this person believes in Jesus, and now you're hitting them with a definite fact. We got to understand that, you know, we got to watch how we say it to them, especially if we want them to get it. We have to understand that, damn, this is going to hurt. And then you got those people that just want to argue, and you just giving them information after information. But there's still, we still got to learn how to stop letting people push our buttons and make us call them our names. And again, keep this separation going. So I'm sitting here, bro, like, how do I get people to understand that you got to practice this, man? You got to start practicing respecting people. I mean, you literally got to start practicing it. You got to get yourself in that situation. You got to sit home and contemplate, okay, I'm going to be in this situation again. Now, the next time somebody corrects me and they're right, I'm going to do my best to say, damn, you know what, my bad, and just leave the conversation alone. I'm just trying to grow. And that's the mind state that we need to try and get in, bro, or we're not going to make it. We can talk about this revolution, our renaissance, I like to call it now. We can talk about this revolution, bro, but if we get it, we still have not learned how to work together. It's not like people think we're going to wake up all of a sudden and go, oh, shit, I'm cool now. I love you. I can work with you now. Oh, yeah, let's do this. Let's do it your way. I think we're going to be able to wake up and be like that. No, man. They have fucked up our minds, man. They have enslaved our minds. They've separated us. And we have to reprogram our mind. And the first way of doing that is to acknowledge that you're not thinking for yourself. And that's going to be the first step of breaking the curse, is just learning to just think for myself. And then the second simple thing is just learning how to breathe, because this shit is deep. It is painful. And this is what my message is, that I want to constantly get out, working on ourselves, know thyself, and we're not doing it, and we got to do it, bro. We got to do it. Mm-hmm. This shit is going to get better. It's going to get better, a lot better. We'll work together. We'll have that Black Wall Street, but we got to do what the sister's doing that was on the call about 3 weeks ago, when she said that she was doing the spiritual journey. She was keeping quiet for a while. That's exactly the work right there, bro, that everybody needs to get involved with, if you can.
That's true. And learn how it takes every. Go ahead, brother.
I said, just learn how to communicate with each other. That's what we need to do. And again, from what you were reading about that post, I can imagine what was going on, and I'm pretty sure there was truth, man, everywhere, but nobody wanted to acknowledge nothing. And yeah, so I yield with that.
Yeah, I mean, but it was to the point where, like I said, we have this hive mind mentality on certain subjects. So, you know, it was only my voice and a few others that were willing to speak up and say, hey, you know, what are you all doing? This is wrong. This is not right. Why are you attacking people because they don't think the way that you think? Because they're not caught up in the quote-unquote American dream, you know, or American nightmare, however you want to put it. But, you know, I see that a lot, and I've even learned this year, I don't engage in too much arguing online. A brother wanted to attack me earlier because another brother had made a comment, you know, and this was on the Jay-Z video post. He had made a comment about Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he was dropping straight knowledge. And I thanked the brother for dropping that knowledge. And I said, I told him, you know, thanks for dropping that gem in here where a lot of people didn't know, or probably, you know, weren't aware of what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is the anniversary, by the way, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Black Wall Street being destroyed. So, you know, he put that out there, and I said, don't forget the others that happened. And, you know, I started naming some of the other black communities that were destroyed by, you know, white people back in the day, from Slocum, Texas, to Wilmington, North Carolina, to Rosewood, to move 1985, Philadelphia. You know, these were independent black communities that were thriving, that were basically destroyed by, you know, prejudice and basically fear, not knowing. You know, so when we try to build up our communities, and even now where I live at, brother, here in PG County, you have a community of wealthy black people that are under attack. They're attacking their children, saying that, you know, their grades were fixed in order for their children to graduate. And it's all political. It's coming from a Republican governor, you know, and they're attacking this community, which is, you know, one of the wealthiest in the United States. The children that graduated from that school are basically being affected by this, you know. So I'm like, you know, even when we're the best and we're the brightest, you know, we still come under scrutiny and come under attack. And that proves, unfortunately, that proves, you know, what Jay-Z was talking about in his video. You know, light nigga, dark nigga, fall nigga, rich nigga, still a nigga. That's how they look at us. You know, that's what he says in the song. You know, so it's like, it doesn't matter what our status is. We're still looked at as beneath the system. And the name of the song is OJ. it's deep, you know, and it didn't matter, you know. OJ, you know, was a childhood hero of mine, maybe yours too, you know. But in the end, you know, they ended up getting him. And some of that he brought on himself, but, you know, it was just like we see what Bill Cosby just went through. You know, a lot of our people that we've held in high esteem in our community, they usually end up with a blemish on them, one way or the other. I'm interested to see how they treat Venus Williams after this accident that happened. Unfortunately, somebody was, you know, killed during the accident. Not during, but after the accident, the person passed away, and that's unfortunate. But I'm wondering how they're going to treat her going forward. Venus Williams was involved in an accident last week, and a car accident in which somebody lost their life. She hasn't been charged with anything. She wasn't given no tickets, but they're saying that the accident was her fault. So I'm wondering how they're going to treat her when there have been other, you know, white celebrities, most notably Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner, when he basically had a texting accident and killed a mother of three. So I'm wondering how they're going to treat Venus on this, how the media is going to treat her. You can tell in the interview that they was doing, she was devastated, as anyone would be, you know, because it was an unfortunate accident where she had gotten basically caught out in the intersection and there was another car coming. I guess she had stopped and her light was red. She had a green light, but because of, I guess, traffic, she couldn't go. You know how sometimes you might get stuck in the intersection, brother? That's what happened to her. So while her light was red, she's in the middle of the intersection. She goes to pull forward and the light is green for the other people to go. And this, I guess, the people in the other car didn't realize that she was in the intersection. They ran into her. injuring the wife that was driving and the husband that was in the car with the wife, and the husband eventually died. He lived on the way to the hospital, but I think 2 or 3 days later he passed away. So now they're suing Venus Williams. So you know, we'll see what comes of that. You know, I'm sure that she'll have to pay them a large amount of money, and you know, it is what it is. But I'm just wondering, how is the American media going to treat her going forward? Will she get the Tiger Woods treatment? Or will she get the Caitlyn Jenner treatment? So, because she was basically forgiven within weeks, that news story went away, and I remember that. But you know, they definitely treat their community differently than they treat ours. So. That's why. But
yeah,
we are after. Go ahead, brother.
I say yeah, it is definitely a conspiracy. The racism. There's no doubt that it's going on. It's just about the right approach to overthrow this. What's the best way to overthrow this and understand the damage that has been done to. The damage that has been done to us, and all of these distractions, you know, sports, court, all of these things are distractions for them to do what they're doing behind closed doors, and that secretly pass these laws that constantly take away all of our rights. People don't understand the Patriot Act and how many rights that's taken away from us and what they can do to you now. If they assume that you're a terrorist, they don't have to have a warrant. They can come into your house. They can torture you. All of this stuff is in, and more, is in like the Patriot Act. So again, man, they're keeping us distraction. I believe that all of this information that's coming out about the flat Earth now. I mean, I think they're allowing these things to happen because again, they're really trying to. Keep us distracted, and at the same time, I also feel like they want us to know certain things, and they want us to get out of control. They're prepared for the out of control. That is the best way for them to carry out the agenda, is for everything to get out of control. But if we can keep ourselves under control and still manage to get to the right people, place in office and getting and even getting high people in high places, you know, on our teams to get this done with I know this may sound crazy, but with paperwork to get this shit done, this corruption. But we gotta do something. They got a plan, and they are damn sure trying to work that plan, bro. This is a frightening time, and when I say it's not frightening for me, but it's just a frightening time, man. I see how which way this can go, and I also see both ways that this can go. And again, it's just scary to just know that damn, it's a lot of people's minds that are just trapped, and they are just not going to wake up. They're not, and that's the scary thing. And there are people that are waking up, but I thought it would be a little more easier to wake people up, because once I had this feeling about things and I started doing all this research and questioning and found out it was true, now I'm like, damn, okay, I can talk about this now, and it's just that people just didn't know. And when I tell them the things that they didn't know, you know, maybe it'll wake them up. But shit, no, it don't work like that. And I see now that the mind, I see the zombie. I see it. And that's the thing, man, when I say it's frightening. But we still have control, man. That chain that's got the mind locked up, we got the key. the cage that we're in, the door opens from the inside. We got the ability to wake up. We do have free choice, but it's scary, man. It's scary to wake up, to just drop everything that you know, to drop this name that you've given everything to, which is Jesus and God, to really drop it. Yeah, it's frightening, man. But that is exactly what needs to be done, man. And as a person that honestly knows how it feels to, what am I going to do if Jesus isn't real? I've been there. I don't pray anymore, and everything. And this happened in 2005, where I made decisions that I wasn't going to pray anymore. Where I wasn't going to. When I say pray, I'm talking about asking God for stuff. So my prayer involved like thanks. I don't ask for nothing. And my life has been, and this shit hit me last week, and I said, man, my life has been absolutely magical. So all of the things are still going to happen because it's whatever this law of attraction, whatever this is, it's real. The prayers, the miracles, things like that happen, but I can guarantee you it is not no man that you, this man that you're calling on, that's not the reason why that's happening. But it's going to continue to happen, especially if you let go of the lie. Because we are people that call themselves prophets. If you really think you prophesied now, you wait until you let go of the lie. You're still going to have all your gifts that you think that you got from God, Jesus. But this is all part of the trap, man. It is all a lie. And I was saying, I'm here to let people know, man, that if you are feeling like I felt, like, yeah, man, something ain't right, and you're afraid of, like, letting go or questioning God or Jesus, I'm here to say that it is going to be absolutely okay, because all you're doing is you are realizing that you've been lied to. And if there's a God looking down at this, you gotta understand that it's going to respect that. It's going to respect the fact that you're asking questions, that you finally woke up and said, well, hey, wait a minute now. That don't make sense. That don't sound right. And I like I said, it's been 2004. I started this journey. I am completely at peace. I know in my heart now, with all due respect to everybody else, that what I learned in the church is not real about Jesus. I understand what God is. I'm free, man. I'm at peace with myself. And I have a personal relationship with what we call God. And that's what it's going. And I've dealt with my anger. I communicate with people how I want people to communicate with me. I worked on those things, and it's gotten me to this point. So that's why I keep preaching, brother, that you got to get started. When I say you, I mean we. You got to get started on understanding what your faults are, your weaknesses, and start working on them. And the goal is to find balance. I'm not asking you to go hug your neighbors and be all peaceful. I'm saying find balance and know when to use what you need to use. That's what this falls down to, my brother, and I'll yield with that.
Yeah, bro, definitely. Mm-hmm. We're in overtime right now. It's 9:15. Mm-hmm. The show could cut off at any moment. I'm just letting you know.
Nah.
I don't mind doing overtime since we came on late. But let me know what you want to hear. Do you want to hear spoken word, or do you want to hear some music going out when we go out tonight?
Let's hear that spoken word, and I got to be someplace in about 15 minutes anyway. So yeah, let's go
okay.
out with some of that spoken
okay.
word, my brother.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say to everybody, we are listening to the Black Think Tank Radio Network, and definitely we appreciate everybody who called in or who listened. We apologize for being late tonight, but we did the daggone thing, so we're going to try to be a little bit more consistent every week, so. Definitely, I'm going to take you all out with our brother Fred Hampton and his speech, Die for the People. It's about 2 minutes long, brother, and after that you can end the show. All right, brother?
I say, but my brother.
All right. I'll be speaking to you soon. Don't forget to send me those links.
That's what's up.
Peace and be well, brother.
I want you to know that peace and be well.
If you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't gonna do no revolutionary action, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always said, if you actually make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because of the simple reason that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer, what you did already. You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddamn it, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to be after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from splitting on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, even in people living in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
But I know the change gon' come. Oh.
ain't listened to that song in a minute. And
yeah,
it was
bro.
Good to hear the words to that song just now, bro. All right, that was my first time listening to that song, bro.
Ooh. For real?
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
All right.
Lucky for that one.
you know I'm always going to hit you with something, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
All right,
I'll let you go on and be about your way. I know you got things to do, brother, so definitely one love. All right? And
one love,
we'll talk to you soon, okay, brother?
All right, bro. One love.
Peace.
Peace.